Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Dumb and Dumber.
I'm Athena, and I'm dumb.
And I'm Jordan, and I'm dumber.
Oh, my God.
And I'm back.
Jordan is finally back, guys.
I'm back on the scene. I am back better than ever. I don't know if that's true, but...
Well, I would always do, like, a really, I don't know, like... bad version of the intro because I wouldn't even say the, like, I'm dumb because, like, who's gonna say I'm dumber? I just like, welcome back to Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, have you missed me?
I have missed you. You're better at doing the intro than I am. Hey guys.
Oh, what's up? I just pretend I'm like Radio Rebel. You know, Radio Rebel.
Yeah,
and she's like on the video and she's on like the radio and she's like, welcome back, and she like is so good. I'm like, that's what I'm like.
I think you could do like the Gossip Girl voice really.
Yes, I can.
You can.
Wait, okay. What does she say again?
She was like, Serena spotted at da da da.
Okay, wait. But what's the thing she says in like every?
Oh, XOXO.
XOXO. Gossip Girl.
No, you're so good at that.
Okay.
See, but... Jordan's acting roots are coming through.
My acting roots do come through.
Dude, I genuinely thought in like middle school you were going to like, you were going to be like the next like Miley Cyrus or something.
I literally did too. Like I really did too, let me tell you. I thought I was going to, we can talk about that. Let's talk about like,
yeah,
the difference between
like, us
what
then
we
and
thought
us,
yeah, we were going to be doing and what we're doing now.
Right.
Because let me tell you, I never thought I would be going to UT.
Right. Congrats.
My parents are Aggies.
Right.
I grew up going to A&M football games. I grew up wearing A&M. I know, A&M shirts. And then my sister goes to OU, which is like also a rival of A&M. And then I go to UT. And I remember I used to like low-key like, you know,
horns down
because I, not even because I really care, just because that's what my parents said.
Right.
I was like, oh, horns down, like whatever,
like screw you
too. Yeah, you know. So now it's just funny to me that I'm gonna be going there.
Right. I haven't decided yet, but I, the funniest thing is that UT is one of my main options, like one out of two options, but my whole thing is like, for, I don't know, for however long, since you've probably known me, I've been like, I don't want to go to school in Texas. I don't want to go to school in Texas. I hate Texas. I don't want to go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm probably.
So what's your other top choice?
George Washington in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But
see, that would be really good for you.
I think so, too. But I don't know how I feel about the vibe.
Mm.
It's just like, do I really want to be surrounded by 100... Like, if I go to George Washington, I'm majoring as a poli-sci major.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 100 other poli-sci majors.
That is
true.
And
have to hear that type of, like, stuff.
I think in Austin, you'd get a lot more, like, variety of culture.
Exactly. I think variety of major.
Yeah, honestly. And variety of major. Just, like, variety of everything, I guess.
I think, like, yeah, I believe George Washington's diverse, but I don't know if that's, like, the vibe for me.
Yeah.
It just seems like everyone there is, like, the same type of person.
No, I get that.
And, like, even just, like, not even, like, diversity-wise, but, like, personality-wise. Like, they're all just, like,
yeah,
the same.
Yeah.
And I don't like those type of people.
No, literally.
But let's say, like, literally in two episodes, I bet you I would be like, I'm going to George Washington.
Literally. But I don't know. Selfishly, I think you should go to Austin.
I want to go to Austin.
I think you should go to UT, man.
I don't know. But right now, I don't have a housing contract, so.
Oh.
Do you have one?
Yeah. Find a roommate.
Dude, I don't have a housing contract. I couldn't even...
You can find... If you don't have a housing contract, you can find a roommate and hop on with them.
Really? Okay.
I think so. That's what some other girl was telling me, but don't take my word for it. I would Google it.
Okay, I'm going to Google it. But my thing... Oh my gosh. Okay, then let's talk about UT because...
Okay,
this is the funniest thing ever.
I love it.
Because... This is so funny. I was going to text you, then I keep forgetting because it was literally at 3 a.m. I decided one night... Let me stalk the entire UT 27 page.
Oh my
god.
And
I literally went on.
Did you find me?
Yes, this is the craziest thing. I went on and I see the first post and it's you. I didn't even know that you got into UT. And I was like, oh my god, it's Jordan. I go, look. It was posted 2 minutes prior.
Oh my.
Literally, I was like, what is going on?
That's crazy.
I was like, okay. And then, but I just didn't like any of them because I didn't want, like, I was like, I don't want these people, like, I don't know. They can't even see the likes, but I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was being self-conscious. But everyone on there is so weird.
I know, bro. I'm the only cool person.
Right.
I
exactly.
My post 8, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, she cool. She mysterious. But then everyone is so boring.
No, it's not even that. it's like, I'll look because I'm trying to find a good roommate, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't any shade to you, but I don't want a room with you.
No,
like,
yeah.
I need a very particular person I want a room with. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to look for that person, trying to be like, okay. And then I'd find someone really good, mm-hmm. and there'd be one thing wrong. You know what I mean?
Okay, but, like, just, you have to accept people and their faults at the end of
it. No. It'd be like, oh, my God, like, I like this, I like that. I don't really care what you like. But, like, looked friendly, looked nice, looked like they weren't going to just, like, have friends over all the time, you know, mm-hmm. like, be annoying, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because that's what I really care about a roommate. Like, we can be friends, but, like, we don't have to be besties. Like, yeah. I don't mind if we're not besties, you know? But then they'd be like, yeah, and I'm rushing. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Or then they'd be like, yeah, I'm a music major. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to hear that all the time.
Yeah, no,
or like,
I
oh,
get
I'm
that.
A theater major. I'm like, oh, my God,
I can't
Lord,
do that
I can't do that
time.
Either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there'd be one thing that'd be like,
I see, and you just don't want that.
Or they're like, oh, I love running. No, thanks.
That doesn't mean you have to run with them. That means they'll be out all the time running.
I know, but I also don't want them to wake up at the butt crack of dawn and wake me up.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You think smart.
So that's why I'm just like, oh, all these people look so nice, so great, like no red flags. And then everyone else is like, just like a major red flag. And I'm like, oh, it's just very frustrating. And then I found these girls. Oh my God. Or this is a problem. They're perfect. They're amazing. And then they want to like live in this weird dorm.
Oh yeah, they want to live in like,
they want to live in Jester West or Jester East.
I love, you want to live in Jester East.
Really? Yeah, which one's the crappier one?
It's they're the same kind of, it's just the smaller Jester.
I don't know, I don't want to live in Jester, I'll be honest.
Where do you want to live?
I want to live in Kinsolving.
Okay, Kinsolving is just really far away from everything.
It's close to Moody.
Oh.
And West Jester's close, like far from Moody. So that's why
I kind of like Kinsolving. That's probably like one of my second choices. But Jester, I was looking at some of the room pages, like the room layouts. Jester did not look that bad compared to some of the other ones. Some of the other ones look not very good.
I don't know. I really like how Kinsolving is. Like, mm-hmm. I like the vibe. It looks nice and it's really close to Moody.
Yeah, you should do that one.
But I don't have a housing contract, so I can't. But, you know, it is what it is. And then, or they're like, oh, yeah, I want to live off campus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're like, at the Castilian. Have you gotten that one?
Yes. They want to live at the Castilian, which costs like $5,000 every singular, like,
day.
Month. Day, literally. I was talking to Trisha about it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, we call it the Nasty Casty. And I was like, why? And she's like, yeah, there's throw up everywhere and beer cans everywhere.
God.
And like half the time, like elevators don't work and da da da. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to pay $5,000 a day with no food included
literally.
To live in Nasty Cassie.
That's so funny.
You know, like, okay, no, never mind. Because at a point I was considering it, but then I was like, wait, there's no food.
Yeah.
I need food. But it's expensive. You know, or they're like, I want to live at San Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, San Jack is the most expensive dorm.
San Jack is so expensive.
And so far from literally everything.
Yeah.
San Jack is next, like, San Jack is for athletes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's what, like,
it's right next to the stadium. That's why. Yeah.
Like, why would I want to, like, literally to get to Moody, I would literally have to take, like, a 30-mile hike. Every day.
I need to look at like where my classes are going to be and then find the best dorm for that.
My thing is, I know I'm going to have classes at Moody.
Yeah.
And then if I'm working...
I'm an English major. I don't know where I'm going to have classes.
The six pack, probably.
You're right.
My thing is, if I'm having classes at Moody and if I work the daily Texan, it's right underneath Moody. Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally going to just be there the whole time. And if I have to take a 30-mile hike every
it's
time I want to go to class.
Oh, it's not worth it.
It's not worth
it. No, yeah. For
I'm
sure
not doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I literally haven't found anyone who wants to live at Kinsolving.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the second biggest dorm, though.
I know.
Maybe third, but...
Maybe I just haven't been looking. Or they're not normal people. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I'm like, I don't want a room with you.
You'll find someone.
Yeah. Or like, you know how like you don't want a room with like cool people? Because they seem too rowdy.
Maybe I honestly would like a rowdy roommate. I think we're a little different. Yeah, I kind of want a roommate that's going to be like, keep me on my toes a little.
I kind of want a roommate that keeps me on my toes, but there's like a limit to it. Because especially because I've been an only child. I know it's going to be hard for me to room with someone.
Yeah.
So I need to find someone that's going to be calm.
Yeah.
And like not mess up and I'm not going to fight with them. And because I think I'm going to get annoyed because I already know myself. I'm going to get pissed off really easily if like someone like touches my crap or whatever, you know, I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like we're kind of different too, because I kind of want to be besties with my roommate. Like I've been looking for cool people, like people I think I would get along with and like have similar interests as me. Cause I'm like, I kind of want a bestie and a roommate at the same time.
My thing is, I think I can find a bestie when I'm there and room with them next year.
That's true.
Because I don't want to find someone, think they're my bestie, doesn't turn out well. Oh, we're rooming together.
Yeah, that's true.
What are we gonna do? You know what I mean?
That is true, yeah.
I would lose my mind.
Actually. That's true. That's why, I don't know. I just need to find someone I think I'll get along with, you know?
Yeah, and everyone, I'm like, these are weird. This person's weird, that person's weird. Or I'm like, oh, this person's actually kind of normal. Oh my God, all the journalism majors are weird.
Really?
Yes. I was looking through the Instagram page and it's like, oh, you're not, you're weird, you're weird. I don't want to be your friend.
But like, you have to find some people.
I know, I think I'm just being a hater.
Yeah.
I'm just being a hater.
Yeah.
I'm like, probably. Weird.
Weirdo. All these people are
weird. I don't want to be friends with them.
You're just nervous, probably. Like, I don't know.
My bestie's Trisha and only Trisha.
Yeah, literally.
But I don't know. It's kind of nervous thinking that just like a couple months we're going to be packing up our whole lives.
I know. I don't
like,
even want to think about leaving my room. I love my room.
I love my room too.
It's so sad.
I know. I've perfectly decorated
it. I know, bro. But like at the same time, I'm so excited.
I don't know. Like right now I'm in like my moody era, but like not like moody college.
No, like moody. Like moody.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of like sulking. Like I'm sad, but I feel like I'm going to be excited. I'm just like in a divot right now, I guess, with it. And then I haven't even decided. So that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. So you're not like, you can't really be excited for it yet if you like don't know where you're going to be.
Exactly. Like, how am I going to be excited? LOL.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know, but are you excited though?
Yeah, I am. I'm just excited to be in Austin.
Are you excited to wear burnt orange all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind burnt orange.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's cute. I have, like, two U-T-shirts, but they're both white with the burnt orange, like, accent. Mm. I don't know how I feel about, like, the burnt orange shirts.
Burnt orange Nike shirt.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly as a color, but I'll deal with it. You know?
My thing is, I just got a UT... No, I didn't just get it. I got it when I visited. I got a UT sweatshirt, and it's so expensive, dude.
Yeah, they
are. Oh, my God. I didn't tell you this. We're at the same Taylor Swift concert.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We should have met up.
Yeah, me and Alex went together.
Mm, that's so good.
And we sat in
the... I was so far up, bro. I was on the nosebleed.
We were the last row.
Oh, my.
The very last row. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
Last row.
Oh, next wow. Next window. That's kind of awesome, though. I don't know. I think that's kind of funny.
We, like, weren't that far from you. We were, like, a couple sections down. I was looking at your pictures.
Bro, you like, should look, have said something.
This is our view.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You were like, you were, like, this right of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
That's crazy.
I had so much fun, though.
It was so good.
Yeah, Higgins was also there.
Oh, my God.
Higgins was there with Piper. Yeah.
Aw, that's cute.
And we didn't see Higgins, though. Yeah. But we knew he was there. He was texting me the whole day.
Aw.
Like, when are you getting there? How's traffic? What do you think? Da, 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 da.
That's so like, sweet.
Yeah, but we can catch up a bit more next week.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.